his cards, took a trip out west. When he returned, little Delia had gone to rest. The angels laid her away. Lewis said to Delia, that's the sad thing with life. There's people always leaving just as other folks arrive. The angels laid them away. And when the people heard that Delia was dead, all of the gentlemen, they dressed in red. The angels laid her away. The angels laid her away. Laid her 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid her away. Lewis went downtown for a new suit of clothes. He's gonna dress up for Delia like a fine red rose. The angels laid him away. He bought a 10-gallon Stetson, it was oxblood red. A stack of these shot Lewis in the back of his head. The angels laid him away. Stackily, he said to Lewis, now don't you grieve. I'm sending you to Delia, you will never have to leave. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid. Well, the judge was a mean one, his name was Hanging Billy Lyons. Said you always been a bad man, Stack, you're gonna hang this time. The angels laid him away. And the jailer said to Stackerly, what's the problem with you? Well, jailer Lewis Collins' ghost brought Delia's with him too. The angels laid him away. Laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. They buried little Delia in the churchyard deep, with Lewis Collins at her head, Stackerly at her feet. The angels laid them away. Out of Delia's bed came briars, out of Lewis's bed in rose. Out of Stackerly's came Stackerly's cold, lonely little ghost. The angels laid them away. Angels laid them away. Laid them 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid them away. And I'm looking over rooftops and I'm hoping it ain't true, that the same God that's looking out for them is looking out for me and you. the angels lay them away. Yes, the angels lay them away. Oh, the angels lay them away. Thank you, folks. That's one off of the new record. That one was actually written by the great Josh Ritter. It's actually more of a curation than a writing of that song. Josh mashed up a bunch of old songs to make that one. You may recognize some of those lyrics or some of those melodies, most notably the Mississippi John Hurt, Lewis Collins factors heavily into that song right there. So essentially what you just heard was Noam Pikelny plays Josh Ritter, plays Mississippi John Hurt. Of course, we're all aware of the grand tradition of albums being made in this fashion. Of course, the most successful and popular of which being an album from about 3 years ago, an album I'm a huge fan of, a record called Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. For those of you who are uninitiated, shame on you. All of y'all, you know who Bill Monroe is. Bill Monroe, of course, being the father of bluegrass. I'm pretty sure there's an interview before you come into this festival where you have to at least be able to place the father of bluegrass as Bill Monroe. If you're not familiar with Kenny Baker was one of Bill Monroe's fiddlers. He actually had the longest running tenure out of any of the bluegrass boy fiddlers. And Kenny Baker recorded an album in 1976 that was essentially a tribute to his boss. It was a collection of 12 of the classic Bill Monroe instrumentals. The album was called Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, and I decided to make a tribute to the tribute and took the same 12 instrumentals and recorded them in the same order. And I tried to take what Kenny played on the fiddle and I tried to arrange it note for note on the banjo and get it exactly like Kenny played it on the fiddle, but on the banjo. Let me tell you, folks, for a single guy to embark upon a project like that, it was essentially a vow of celibacy, believe me. But it all worked out all right in the long run, because I found myself in the warm embrace of the International Bluegrass Music Association. This album, Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, actually won Album of the Year a few years back at the IBMA Awards. Thank you. I only mention that in every single conversation I have, both on and off stage. I mention that because that nod, that award, really changed the way that I think about making music. It was such a clear signal to me that it actually is possible for me to please people musically. All I have to do is stop playing my own original music. And so I'm going to play a few of those songs off the Kenny Baker project right now, and then we'll get right back to the non-award-winning original music.